Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, minutes approved. Now we move on to the Housing Trust Fund Advisory Board wish list. Josh, do you want to take that away?
Awesome. Thank you. And Stephanie, we'll see you in just a few moments. Thank you, everybody, again, for hopping on this morning. As we discussed back in, it feels like forever ago, but just a few weeks ago, we all got together and put that wish list together, revisited that wish list. And one of the first items that came up was revisiting our Housing Trust Fund sustainability policy that was reviewed and approved by this board back in March of, I think, 2024, I think, is when that happened. Yes, March of 2024. So wanted to, I think one of the things that was suggested, and Jeff, please correct me if I'm wrong, one thing that we wanted to really push to include or maybe beef up within our policy is maybe look at some incentive plans to encourage more of the sustainable development from, you know, with any sort of housing trust fund dollars. Is that the correct kind of idea we want to accomplish here?
Yeah, incentives, I think, was the key rather than requirements.
Okay.
Which, and the important piece to that is when we give requirements, we exclude a lot that may not have the desire or the funding, but if we give incentives, then it allows those to still apply, but then they are allowed to think creatively about how to meet those things rather than us dictating that to them.
I like that. Yeah. Positive language, right? It's always about how the person interprets it, because requirement is kind of that dark looming cloud that a lot of developers have expressed that, oh, we have this requirement, we have this requirement, we feel like we're being pulled a lot of different ways. So I think that is a great way to put that.
In that vein, I do have a question for you too. This has pretty strong shalls, and we'll take money back if they don't do it. Will you just refresh us? I mean, with regards to, like, this could be the prism through which we analyze applications and we can make recommendations. But even without changing to an incentive structure and keeping it in this form, are we a little inaccurate about how we can force things in applications? Can you talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. And if anybody has a different understanding, please correct me if I'm wrong, because this was, again, feels forever ago, but it was less than 2 years ago. When we created this policy, right, we were talking, there were other conversations being had, like we want to raise capital, pure housing trust fund dollars, so that way we can invest in more affordable housing projects. So at the time when we created this policy, it was, if the dollars are purely housing trust fund, we are able to enforce these. Now with what's happened since then, we haven't had any pure housing trust fund dollars that have not been combined with a federal source. For example, the expanding affordable housing opportunities, RFA, that came out at the end of last year. So this policy is strictly for a pure housing trust fund money set aside and procurement processes in which we would basically push this. Because when the housing trust fund dollars are combined with another federal source or local source, we as a group, from my memory, we understood that we're going to conform to the more federal regulations, especially, right? Because we can't make them play a bunch of different sides of the fence. So that was my understanding of when we can enforce this policy.
Okay.
Was that your understanding too, Jeff, and anybody else on the board? Did anyone have a different understanding in which we would enforce this policy? Because I want to make sure that I'm not just making things up here, because almost 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And while we're at it, I will show the policy right now for sure.
Yeah, like I said, I just based off of like there was the issue from a couple, I can't remember if it was a year ago or 2 years ago, but when we were efforting to There was an application that came in. We were going to, oh, give them a preliminary approval. And then we were kind of like walked back from our ability to do that. And so then, I just wasn't sure how that, like, if us setting this policy, but the policy not being adopted by the county council meant that it was more, again, the prism through which we looked at it, not necessarily as enforceable as we say here. That's all.
And that is a fair question. I believe that was Sunrise Metro, right?
Yeah.
When we were looking at
Was that 2 years ago?
if honestly, I think it was last year.
Okay.
That's how
Yeah.
blind I
Okay.
know all this stuff is. But that is a very good question because that's a question we've even asked some of our leadership, right? Like, what is the actual role of the Housing Trust and Advisory Board? And we are a recommending body here. But we do lean, heavily lean on the expertise and knowledge from the space just because you all have been doing it for so long. So that is a great question.
It's only kind I ask.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Oh, that's why you're the chair. Jeff, do you want to kind of take it away from what you saw in your review after re-looking at this or anything like that?
Yeah, so of course, in my opinion, I want to see it pushed harder. And I know it's possible, mostly because of what I've seen Give Group accomplish. And so I know it's possible, but I also know that we're not in a position to like force those types of things. And that's why I come back to that incentive. But then in reviewing it, while sustainability is important, and while sustain and it's not just sustainability, it's the environment that they live in. In trying to create housing that is good quality, and good quality means some simple design things. It means good daylighting. It also means like healthy air, right? All of those things. And I think all of those things are important. But as we discussed it as a group, and I remember when we discussed this, like the maximum number of affordable units was what our priority is. And I think that, in my opinion, still remains the priority because getting the housing for the people is the most important thing of what we're looking at. And then that kind of energy and performance comes after that. So I do think that we have the things correct. I do wonder if the maximized number of affordable units shouldn't be. I mean, I don't know that those are listed in order, but if they are, I just based on what I remember from the conversation and my own opinion about that, it really is what we're trying to accomplish, that maybe that should move up to the first instead of the second.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and let me add real quick. With the other sources of funding that are used, either federal level, state, whatever, maximizing number of affordable units is always number one. Not at the expense of, anything, like related to the environment, but I think that, this being more of an incentive situation makes more sense. Just because even with some of the federal funding sources, or like with tax credit projects or something like that, there's, incentives to do certain things, but that doesn't necessarily sit as a requirement. So that way we can allow the focus is to try to allow like more creative, new, different, more strategic type of projects to come around. So our whole purpose now is to try to reduce the red tape or kind of reduce the challenges or reduce anything that may get in the way of a project moving forward. So I think moving forward, there's going to be just more adopting of sustainability efforts across the board. We're working on some other projects right now where we're looking at same thing, figuring out ways to incentivize not only sustainability from kind of a performance and an energy standpoint, but also just, you know, materials used overall, locations selected. I think this sounds great. I know it was from a couple of years ago, but fast forward to today, I feel like the kind of the push on sustainability has really increased across the board. So.
And also you brought up a very good point that should have been on this agenda. So I apologize to this entire team. We need to go back and revisit our annual priorities as a Housing Trust Fund Advisory Board for our policy that we passed after the sustainability policy. So thank you, Jeff, that the snaps has actually finally clicked on that one. So I will make sure after this meeting, I put that for our next agenda item, because you are right. Maximizing the number of units should be really number one. I don't think it was about specific order. It was just kind of putting it in there. But we do need to revisit those priorities, because we did say in our policy we would revisit those annually. And I believe that was a suggestion by Ms. Stephanie White. So thank you for that. We got to revisit those priorities probably in March. And this time we'll put them in the proper order. We'll make sure we actually, instead of just, you know, kind of going do, we'll put them in the order of which the priority is 1, 2, 3.
How does the... Never mind. Sorry. Well, we don't have to get dressed now because we're focusing on the sustainability, but the sort of unification of this policy, the priorities, and then the wish list of things to do, and talking about that maybe during our other business at the end or whatever.
So, yeah, absolutely.
Does anyone else have any discussion on this, or any like direct change that anyone would like to make to this policy?
I would just recommend that we maybe indicate that the priorities are in order, and that we move the affordable unit to the top with the local location and transportation second, and optimize energy performance and renewable energy third.
Okay. Can I ask you a question? I just had the question and now. Oh, instead of it saying Housing Trust Fund Sustainability Development Policy, should we amend that name to say Housing Trust Fund Incentive Sustainable Development Policy?
I don't necessarily think so. I think that maybe if we want to add incentive in there, I think we leave the title, in my opinion, I think we leave the title the way it is.
Okay.
But that we maybe find a place to just add a line that says these things should be included on any RFA as incentives. And then, okay. And then when we put together an RFA, we can then discuss how we want to incentivize it, because there might be other requirements of different RFAs that may be different. So I think saying this is how it's going to be everywhere maybe doesn't fit as well, but I think we leave it as a policy, and then
little disclaimer. Yeah,
maybe even just the last sentence in the purpose to just say, the intent of this policy is to incentivize these sustainability priorities in our as we procure applications, or
that sounds very, very good. I think that's going to be, I just want to make sure I hit that incentivize. Now that I'm seeing, I think you're right, changing the name might confuse people, because when you see incentive and policy, it's like, now thinking about it, it's like, well, what do you follow? Is it an incentive program, or is this a policy that I need to follow?
I think it's a policy, but we're indicating that we want to incentivize these things.
Okay. I like that. Thank you for helping me get there. Anybody online?
That sounds good.
Okay. Hearing no other comments, do we need to... Do you just want to make those change? I mean, it's just the prioritization, but do you want to make those changes and then we vote, or should we?
Yeah, let's at least get a vote to see if everyone's at least on board with that, and I can make those changes and get the final green light.
Over. All right. Looking for a motion to just to make the proposed changes to the policy. Does anyone want to make a motion to approve those?
I'll make the motion.
And I'll second it.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Great. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Very good. And thank you, Jeff, for bringing that back to our attention. One thing I do want I guess I shouldn't jump into it. I'm going to jump into it real quick since we are on the wish list stuff. Another thing that I was mentioning to the folks here in person, one thing that was very heavily expressed, and I think that would be good for the board, is over these next few meetings, I'd like to schedule like one or two site visits for those projects that have been finished to go, you know, at least see the finished product, see what you guys made recommendations for, see the communities they're serving. And then on top of that, for just kind of keeping on sustainability route, I have talked to Chris Parker briefly about just trying to see if we can see some of his sustainable developments or maybe kind of pick his brain and, you know, kind of have a little session with him. And he seems very interested. So looking to get those dates over to the group and hopefully having some more of those type of action items on our agenda moving forward.
So when you're saying the schedule for those, we're trying to get them to just occur
during these times that way people don't have to go outside, right? Maybe. And this is where I'm going to probably ask Tanya and ask our advisory board leadership. And I guess we can kind of just have a little chat with the entire team here. What I was thinking is maybe, you know, we don't have to do this every month, but maybe if it's working out for 2 months, we try to maybe stack up a couple of hours so that way we can do a good tour of one or two projects. And then maybe if we need to take a break for one of the months or whatever, we can do that to allow folks to at least get back to their schedules, because we do want to be mindful of your guys' daytime jobs, right? You're all volunteers here and we do appreciate it. So does that sound like something that you think would work for the team? Maybe like, you know, March, April, we try to shoot for two to four visits, and then maybe May we take a break or something, or May if we're on a hot streak, we just keep going until the June or July time.
Let's knock out the March one.
Yep.
And then we'll go from there and see what we want to, I mean, I guess because some of it's, if something comes up where we need to be making decisions or whatever, we need that time.
That is true, because we are always ready to pivot and, you know, make a recommendation. So that is something to be mindful of. I will definitely follow up with this group with an email, at least with a game plan.
Perfect.
Awesome. Are you okay if we move on to line item 4? Any updates for Housing Trust Fund?
Awesome. Proceed.
Thank you. Formerly ARPA contracts, just going through some quick updates. We are in the process of getting over the 21 mark. We are basically almost $24 million that has been released by the Housing Trust Fund for the formerly ARPA contracts. And again, that is hugely, huge lift from you all making those great recommendations and really kind of breaking down those projects. So thank you all for that work. The subrecipients are very, very happy. Projects are moving forward. And I think all but maybe two of them will be completely finished by the end of this year. Any questions on formerly ARPA contracts? Okay. Expanding affordable housing opportunities, RFA. I am happy to share, and I think the staff is happy to share, that we got through the RFA process pretty quickly with one applicant for Step House. They did awesome. We got through contract negotiations pretty quickly. Thank you again all for providing your comments and recommendations. It really helped us during that procurement process, and it really helped streamline the contract negotiation process for us. And now we're getting to the drafting. So hopefully by the end of Q1, I believe, is our goal to try to get the contract executed and encumbered. So we'll keep you guys updated, but everything's looking pretty smooth right now for that process. Does anybody have any questions about that RFA or anything going on with that contract?
I don't.
Final update, Bluffdale ADU loan program. We got all the recommendations that we needed from Bluffdale City. We put it all into a very rough word draft before we try to make it look pretty, and I go over to our comms guy to, you know, put his magic in there. But basically, we're waiting for final approvals and then making it look good before we can release the loan program to supplement that ADU toolkit that FFKR's team put together. And again, you all helped us procure, so thank you all for that, because every time I talk to Bluffdale, they have never a bad thing to say about that toolkit. They absolutely love it, and it just makes my day every time. Any questions about the loan program besides that? Once we get to the finish line, we will share it with the collective group, because we'd like for you all to see what's been going on to supplement the good work you've done for Bluffdale.
Yeah, I'm sorry, looking forward
to once again? Oh,
the title
of the timing. Sorry, but go to Mike. First.
Dayon, yes, sir. Oh, I think that was Dayon.
Oh,
or is it Michael?
Oh, no. It was me. I was just saying I was looking forward to seeing that report as well, or the end product.
Sweet. Yeah. I believe our goal is actually by the end of this month. So I'm going to keep, you know, kind of pushing and saying, hey, you know, Bluffdale did say that February is their housing attainable month, which is why we're trying to push for them to release this, or at least get to a comfortable spot to approving so we can release it close to the end of February, if not, you know, beginning of March.
Let's, if that is ready for us to be sent to us, but we're doing a tour in March, let's just send that out to everyone anyway, not wait for the meeting.
Okay.
Or like April to give it to us, but let's.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will send it out. I'm just waiting on the final comments. Once I get those, we're just going to, once that's all the, I want to make sure it's clean. I don't want you guys seeing all the, you know, the do comments. Cause then it's like, what am I looking at? And I would feel bad taking up all that time. So yes, I do want to get it to you guys as soon as possible. Cause maybe if there's something we're missing or something that needs to maybe just get touched up, it would be good to, I think it would be good to get some fresh eyes on it. Any questions about any updates regarding Housing Trust Fund? We were very chatty in the mornings. No? Okay. I thought you had something.
No, sorry.
And I was like, I think he's about to drop a new bar.
Nope. Sorry.
I think we had a good discussion and kind of update at the last meeting. We had some questions, which was good to hear, which kind of led to some discussion about tours as well.
Yeah. That's all thanks to you guys, because you guys are invested and interested. So I cannot, again, thank you all enough for the commitment to this board. The final thing is a couple of our advisory board members we are welcoming back Karen and Susan. Thank you both for the work you have done, and thank you for wanting to continue to work with the Housing Trust Fund. We very much appreciate you, and I will reach out and we'll get the steps going to get those things done. Other than that, that is all the business I had regarding Housing Trust Fund. Tanya, do you have anything before maybe we ask the board if they have any questions, concerns, doubts, fears?
I just wanted to thank you guys for your patience and understanding. I think a couple months back I made a comment about the Housing Trust Fund dollars themselves, and how the county council was really looking closely at them, not only how they were spent, but moving forward. So, you know, we're still working with kind of around the same amount at this point, like the 711. And so the council has decided to keep the money in the Housing Trust Fund world, because there was a moment when they were thinking that they might do something else with it. But we were able to successfully show them the importance of the fund, and the advisory board and Josh himself managing it all and letting them know that, hey, we've got a lot to do. We've got some good things cooking, and we need this funding in place, which it is. They've added a stipulation that there is to be a kind of a housing trust fund review committee that's completely separate and independent of the advisory board, totally different purpose. And this is something that's come up recently. And so I wanted to let you guys know that right now, the council themselves want to be involved in not final decisions, but kind of the higher level policy decisions or the strategies as to what are we focusing on. So I just heard you guys talk about your annual priority discussion coming up. So the council and the county mayor also have numerous priority discussions that are going on right now. And so the important piece of that is whatever they decide, it's going to have a direct impact on the priorities that this council has, this advisory board has. So they're vacillating right now between, do we want to lean more into affordable rental housing like we've been doing? There's talk of leaning into home ownership opportunities, putting the housing trust fund money into a bucket with other funding to lean into middle income housing. So right now it's just discussions. It's just talk. It's just planning. It's nothing has been actually pinned down yet. Now, that said, they're working on putting together this committee. And I want to make sure I'm clear that this committee is a requirement by the county council. This isn't me. This isn't HCD. This isn't, you know, the county itself. The council wants input. They want involvement. They're not looking to bulldoze or take over or make demands, but they want to have a little bit more involvement in the overall priorities. So my understanding, and this is new to me too, but my understanding is that once the council, and my hope is that there will be members from this advisory board in that committee. Keep in mind, no decisions have been made as to who's all going to be on this committee other than a couple of select members of the county council, obviously me, probably some folks from the mayor's office, and ideally a couple of folks from this advisory board. So my understanding is that everyone on the committee will work together in more of a brainstorming capacity. It's not necessarily like a decision-making committee. It's more of a, hey, as a council, this is where we want to lean into. So they're not self-proclaimed experts. They'll tell everybody that, hey, we're not housing people. We're not real estate developers. We're not land people. Here's what we want to see. So then they'll lean on, with my hope, they'll lean on the expertise of folks from the council and then other, probably some stakeholders from the community. Again, I'm still waiting to hear what they're wanting at the bottom line with this. But we do have say, I do have input. So, hey, Tanya, who all do you think needs to be on this committee? So me, my leadership, we're throwing names, we're doing, and I think they asked you recently for a list of names, I think. So they're trying to make some sort of decision as what this will look like. So I just wanted to mention that only because, well, for two reasons. One, it's a new thing. Two, it's a requirement. The council is really serious about making sure that this money goes into a direction that matches their priorities. So to be honest with you right now, I'm actually curious as the housing director to see which way they lean. Because once we see which way they lean, we'll actually be able to start taking some actual action, start doing some actual things. So we are at a little bit of a standstill, in my opinion. We've got the money. There are ideas, but without that final word from the council and these actual meetings taking place, we're all kind of, I don't want to say stuck because that's a negative word, but we're all kind of having to stand in place. So I just wanted you guys to know that while it doesn't appear that there's movement, there is. It's just more from a top level of what does the county want to do as a whole? Not just the housing trust fund piece, but what does the county want to do as a whole not what I want to do or what my boss wants to do, but what does the county want to do? The community has input, has desires. The mayor wants one thing. The council has other thoughts. So the hope is that this committee will bring all of these different thoughts in one room, and then we can actually iron out something, an actual path, and then we could take action. So that's the goal, and that's what I'm hoping for. So if there's any questions regarding that, I'd be glad to entertain those, with the understanding that I'm also waiting for answers. And this is a very new thing that the council has stepped in to say, yes, we're going to give you the housing trust fund money, but there's conditions. So this is a new thing. And right now, so I'm just kind of riding the wave and seeing where it goes, but doing my best to be a steward for this council, for the fund itself, and for our department. I want what we want. I want our voice to continue to be heard in these times where we now have other people stepping in that have extreme interest in this.
So is this, sorry, I just want to make sure I'm clear. Is this a committee that's going to be about housing, or it's a housing trust fund advisory board?
Well, it's not really advisory board, and that's directing what I want, board. Yeah. I want to make sure I was clear. And so and the way I think about it is this, I see that committee, and they're calling it like a task force. That committee is more, let's talk about what direction we want to go in. And
for housing, or the housing trust fund.
The housing trust fund specifically. This literally, they passed the budget to allow this funding to remain in the housing trust fund with the condition that this task force meet, the council members are a part of it, and the people that they handpick. And they're going to give us the priorities, is my understanding. The advisory board, in my opinion, is more on the kind of the end of things, making the decisions, reviewing the applications, deciding what happens. All I'm expecting from this task force is an overall priority umbrella. My expectation is not for them to say, this project, and that project, now go. Like, I think that still lies here, but they're supposed to give us the overall direction for what the council wants to see, because at the end of the day, no matter what we do, they're going to have to approve it. So this is in a way helpful, knowing that any direction that we make, any steps that we take, any work that we're doing, we'll already know, well, the council's already told us that they want to see projects like this and projects like this. So then this advisory board can have that in mind as you move forward with your usual business and your usual activities as always. And that's my expectation, obviously, that we'll see.
Will they be like reviewing what our policies and priorities are as they and take that into consideration? And also, is there opportunity and is it appropriate for us to maybe have at least one collaborative meeting with them to have a discussion?
Sure. I think they want to do that. And most importantly, my number one goal is to make sure we have some of you guys on that task force. So in my opinion, if there's a couple of you guys on the task force, then that should settle that. I mean, because, you know, we'll all be together. We'll all be at the meetings. We'll all be going through it. And then we can all put our input, ask our questions, get an understanding. Because like I was saying, this is new to me too. So as far as what they actually want to accomplish with this task force, like the actual bullet points, I'm still awaiting that guidance too. So.
This is all, I mean, I've only heard, yeah, lock and key. That's the only thing I heard.
I'm still waiting too. Yeah.
That's just kind of the game we play.
The elected officials are the ones who are elected to give direction. And if that's what they want, then we're here to support that.
I appreciate that.
One other, just, is this, in your interpretation, I get that it's whatever, but was it, we are interested in housing and want to have a role in directing it, or was it, we think there's been some problems and we want to solve those problems?
No, they just want to be involved. There's just some new ideas, and they're interested in, well, my opinion is that I believe that there's some opportunities and there's some ideas that they kind of already have in their head. And so they want to kind of throw those out to the people who actually have experience and kind of get some feedback and say, hey, I've got this great idea, but I want to make sure it's actually feasible before we make it a priority. So I think that's part of it too. A lot of the council members who will be involved in this, they've got external people talking to them, you know, giving them suggestions in their ear, all these things. And so there's a lot of excitement, but they're also trying to be realistic and say, before we get ahead of ourselves, let's see what the folks who actually are in this industry have to say about this. And so the hope is that everyone can kind of come to a consensus and possibly maybe even come to an agreement with priorities. So that way the Housing Trust Fund Advisory Board's priorities would be very closely aligned with the decisions that come out of that task force. And then the idea is that that would make things smoother moving forward with future approvals and discussions, because we'll already know where the council's head is at. They'll already know where our head is at, and that should help make things flow more smoothly in the future. But as I find out more, I'll make sure Josh is updated and informed, and then make sure you guys know what's up as well. These things, it appears that they're starting to move on this. The creation of this task force this week, it seems they've just started to try to form the group. So we'll know more shortly.
Awesome. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you for that update.
One other update that I just kind of popped in my head as Tanya was educating us is we have a new director of Office of Regional Development. She started a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, January 19th, I believe.
Yep, January 19th. Mm-hmm. Oh, shoot, I wasn't even here. So, but yes, we do have a new director. Her name is Beth, and I'm so sorry, I'm not very good with her last name.
Colosimo,
okay. Mm-hmm. You should have heard me yesterday. I could not figure it out. It was such a tongue twister. But yes, if you would like to be introduced or anything, I will work with Tanya, and we can try to get you guys in front of her, just because, as you know, when it comes to new leadership coming in, they just get flooded with everything.
Sure. Oh, yeah. She's very interested in the Housing Trust Fund.
Yes.
So I'm sure she'll be glad to get in front of everyone.
Yes. And you know what? Cool. We'll make sure that in our next meeting, we try to get her in person. So that's also on me.
Yeah.
So is that Colosimo from the Colosimo family here in Utah?
Yes, it is. It is.
Oh. I most heartily approve.
She the only thing I know is that she comes from Slick. I just met her the other day for the first time, because things have just been so crazy here. So, but yes, if you guys would like to meet her or anything, I will work with Tanya and also try to invite her to our next meeting. So that
This is sort of making it sound like, if we're going to have the Bluffdale loan documents that you want to show us, and we want to try to meet with Beth, do we try to do the tour then and set that for April and do those things in March?
Yeah, because now I'm kind of thinking about it real quick. I think we've got about like 9 or 10 projects done. So if we can, if I strategically.
I apologize, I have to leave.
Yes, thank you, Jeff.
Just join online. I know we're at the end, but.
No, we're good. I appreciate you, Jeff. Thank
Sorry,
you.
I have a meeting that.
You're welcome. Good one. Thank you. I'll figure out a schedule and share it with, you know, when I send out the agenda, and then we'll get it to the group to make sure it works. Or I will do a doodle poll too, because we've done that as well. Awesome. I think that's everything from me, and I believe our staff. Back over to you, Mr. Dahl.
Great. Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. Motion is seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 This meeting is adjourned. Thanks, everyone. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, guys.